So if you think way back and remember the OJ case, remember the LAPD crime scene analyst? I think his name was Fung, and the video that was shown in court of them walking through the crime scene or handling evidence improperly. Anyway, it looks like there may be something when it comes to the Amanda Knox appeal as far as evidence not being handled properly, according to the Mail Online. The filthy forensics that taint the case against Foxy Noxy is what it's titled. Incompetent police wore dirty gloves and dropped Meredith's bloody bra on the floor. A gasp from the public gallery as video of the investigators dropping the clasp is shown. Police scientists involved in the Amanda Knox murder case made a series of glaring errors in appeal court heard yesterday. And Knox, 24, is serving a 26-year sentence for the sex murder of student Meredith Kircher, 21, who was found semi-naked with her throat cut in the house that the two shared in Italy. It's going to be interesting to see just what happens with this case. It's another high-profile case where the cops and the evidence gathering will be taken to task, and possibly Amanda Knox will win her freedom because of it. Is she guilty? Is she not guilty? Well, I think only she knows, but it'll be interesting to see what the results are. Another case of sloppy police work, maybe. Another high-profile murder suspect walking free, a la Anthony, a la OJ, a la Robert Blake. That's quite possible, too. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.